Well, at the age of 5, I contracted pneumonia. And from then on, I had terrible winters in New York City because I used to cough and bring up a lot of sputum and always caught colds and always was ill almost every winter. And this existed in spite of the fact that my mother dragged me to every hospital in New York and every doctor in New York to find out what was wrong. And nobody could diagnose what was wrong with me. So at the age of 19, in 18. I went to Denver, Colorado on my own by bus, hoping that the climate would benefit me. Instead, it made my condition worse because the winters were very severe then, even though the air was pure and dry. And I wound up in the National Jewish Hospital in Denver, Colorado. I went through a terrible time at that time. I was unemployed. I was starving, literally starving. I stayed in bed for 1 week at one time because I had no money to buy any food. This was in 1939. Then the crash came. I lost the job that I had. So I wound up in the National Jewish Hospital where a marvelous doctor, who was the head of the hospital, took an ordinary x-ray of my chest and diagnosed my case as chronic bronchiectasis. And he suggested that I go back to New York and then go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where a man by the name of Dr. Chevalier Jackson had invented an instrument called the bronchoscope. This was an instrument that he used to extract all the sputum and all the poisons out of a person's lung. It was a brand new instrument. And it took me 2 years to save up enough money to go from New York to Philadelphia. I went to Philadelphia in 1934 and received the bronchoscope 5 times in 1 week. And at that time, it was extremely painful. It's still painful to this day. But in those days, before it was really perfected, it was extremely painful. And Dr. Jackson suggested that I go to a warmer climate. It might possibly help. And that's the reason why I came out to Phoenix, Arizona in 1935, to see if I couldn't relieve or cure my bronchiectasis.